It's been said that when Quinn issued his final set of executive orders, he was also laying a booby trap for the man taking his spot. One order required the state pay contractors $10, the amount Quinn had tried to make Illinois' minimum wage, a topic over which Rauner stumbled during the campaign. Another mandated future governors release all of their income tax returns. Rauner, whose wealth is projected to be around $500 million, refused to make his public. Rauner had hinted earlier in the week about what was coming.
Again, I won't comment on specific things. My bias is to take action to undo pretty much everything that Governor Quinn did since the election, because every time we look, most of it's bad. But we'll deal with that in due course.
That turned out to be Friday evening, the classic time politicians drop news they'd rather stay buried. In his own executive order undoing Quinn's, Rauner wrote that Quinn's orders were not wholly motivated by serving in the public's interest. Of course, one could say the same thing about what Rauner did, and actually, someone did. Quinn told the Chicago Tribune that Rauner's action was self-serving and anti-reform, and he ought to be ashamed of himself. I'm Amanda Vinicky.